Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite. And it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Cocolassus. Got my Cocolassus right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Oh, man, that's good.
Please tell me, apparently one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, DOMPH, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and Flight Surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
Ten times. That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that
83,000 per year. I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of the unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, my second hour today, and just want to say hello. It's great to be back. Thank you to my pastor friend in Ohio for you and your family and all of your wonderful prayers. I'm so greatly appreciative of those prayers. Thank you very much for that. All of you who were praying for me, I appreciate it. The fever finally broke yesterday morning, actually. And it was funny. I was awakened by my alarm for my medications that I take every morning. And I woke up and my shirt was just soaked from the breakthrough of the fever. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I got to get up and get on the radio. Thankfully, I didn't, because I don't know that I could have made it yesterday morning, but felt much better throughout the day, and here we are. Hour number one was a powerful hour. I hearkened back to some concerns relative to a Supreme Court case from June 15th, 2020 that redefined how courts are supposed to be looking at issues of gender, gender identification, and what's happening to our children, all of those things. And certainly something to be very concerned about. Let's see. We also, well, we hit on a lot of topics last hour, including the issue of Russia, Ukraine, disinformation, and the connection between that and what's happening as our own media has a meltdown because people may be given the opportunity to actually speak once again. It is my pleasure to welcome to the program my next guest. And he is an expert when it comes to the Middle East and Israel. And it's my pleasure to welcome from the Center for Security Policy, Dr. David Wormser.
Well, it's great to be back. Thanks a lot, Pastor. It's wonderful.
It's great to have you, sir. It's great to have you. So let's get into this conversation relative to what's going on in the Middle East. You've been keeping me abreast of some of these things, and I'm just absolutely, I'm stunned. I'm stunned by some of these things. One of the things that I mentioned, of course, was the access to the Holy Mount, to the holy places, and what was going on there. But then your message to me about where Muhammad exterminated an entire city of Jews and a reference that was made, talk to me about that as well, because David, from everything that you sent me and everything that you're interpreting here and that you're seeing and everything that's out there that people can read, there's no reason to believe that this is not an escalation of Islam declaring a war on Jews and Christians, certainly there in Israel, but really worldwide.
Well, yeah, we have a number of data points on this. The first is what you refer to, which is a slogan that's chanted by some of these people who went up to the Temple Mount to riot. We've seen it before in a few places, like Hezbollah or Iran has used it. It's Khyber Khyber Ayahud. Khyber Khyber, O Jew, the army of Muhammad is coming back. And what it refers to is that the tribes of Medina, when Muhammad fled Mecca to Medina, the majority actually in Medina were Jewish tribes, and they welcomed him. Well, after he established and stabilized himself and started growing in strength, he demanded of those tribes to convert to his religion. And of course, the Jews and many of the Christians did not. And as a result, he attacked Khaybar, which was one of the largest Jewish inhabitations at that time in that area, and he just slaughtered everybody. So the reference to Khaybar means we will slaughter you Jews. It is the language through which they say we will exterminate the Jews. So that is what is being chanted up on the Temple Mount several times a day, often by tens of thousands of people at once. The second thing is that the head of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar, said yesterday that if Israel tries to reassert its control over the Temple Mount in any shape or form, and tries to reestablish a presence up there to stop the riots and goes and touches Al-Aqsa Mosque, the mosque up there that's somewhat holy for the Muslims, then there will be an attack on thousands of synagogues worldwide. So,
okay, again, wait. That part, repeat that part again. If what happens?
He said, if the Israelis go onto the Temple Mount, reestablish their control, or attack the Al-Aqsa Mosque, namely enter the Al-Aqsa Mosque to go after rioters, then Yahya Sinwar said there will be thousands of attacks on synagogues across the world. on Jews.
Wow.
So that is openly
It's a declaration of
war. It's a religious war. I mean, we have to come to terms with the fact this is a religious war, yeah. And it has been a religious war all along.
You know, for those of us in the Christian world, when you think about, you know, the prophetic implications, the revelation implications, the end time implications, I mean, with everything else that's happening in the world, these are certainly at the very least significant birthing pains when you have this. Talk to me about what they're doing relative to the rioting, and who are they impacting with their rioting?
Well, they've basically taken control of the Temple Mount. So it is very dangerous right now. Well, first of all, it is not allowed right now for non-Muslims to go up. The Israeli government, in my view, made a mistake, but nonetheless, they've done it. They've barred the Temple Mount for the remainder of Ramadan, which, by the way, ended today.
Okay.
To any non-Jews to stop the tensions, take away any pretext. So nobody's going up there other than Muslims. So one of the first people who suffer are some Muslims who want to go up there and pray because they're caught up in this rioting and this hysteria. It's very dangerous. So that's number one. Number two, Jews across the area underneath in the Western Wall area. You see those pictures where Jews pray at the Western Wall, the remainder of one of the temple retaining walls. And rocks are thrown from the Temple Mount down on them. So that's they're disturbed there. So Jews anywhere in the old city are being attacked by mobs. So it's really a loss of control of the streets of the old city of Jerusalem. Right now, the Christians are not being attacked, but they're restricted from going to the Temple Mount as well. They can't, along with the Jews, they're bored right now.
Well, and if a Christian was to go to any of these holy sites to pray or what have you, they would be assaulted in the same way. There's going to be the same assault that's going to take place on them. All right, David, for those that are listening right now that have heard the terms, but they may not be, they may have never been to Jerusalem. They may have never been to Israel. Talk to me about that pilgrimage up to the Holy Mount. What are the key places that a Christian or a Jew are going to want to be going to and then you talked about the old city. The old city is not on the Temple Mount. That's just around the base of the Mount, correct?
More or less, yes. That's correct.
Okay.
The Temple Mount is a very large, think of it like a box that was put on. You have Mount Moriah,
okay,
where Abraham almost sacrificed Isaac. And the mountain then went down north, sloping down northwards to what became eventually the city of David, the ancient Jerusalem in the time of David. Herod, when he built the big temple to sort of make up for all his other sins, he built like a huge box that at the very southern tip included the tip of Mount Moriah, but then a very flat, large area. That large area is called the Temple Mount. It's the size of several football fields.
Okay.
And it's a large area. On the northern part of it, there is the Mount Moriah. On the southern end of it, and under Mount Moriah is a foundation stone, and on top of that is that golden dome called the Dome of the Rock, which is historically, we think, is where the temple was, although there's some talk it might have been a little further to the south.
Right. Dr. Christian Weidner, I sent you that book that he had written about that.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. But nevertheless, that is considered to be the tip of Mount Moriah, the foundation stone.
Okay.
So that is where, further south, you have the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which borders the southern wall of that perimeter.
Okay.
And that's what's holy to the Muslims somewhat. And then the western wall of that box is survived intact fully as well. And that's the Western Wall, which you hear the Jews go and pray at, because that's the closest to the temple that they can pray without actually going into the temple, which they were not allowed to do for the last thousand some years. So that is the geography of it. The rioting is on the Temple Mount.
I'm jotting folks some notes down as Dr. Wormser is speaking about this. So there's an impediment for Christians and Jews to be able to go up to this holy site and just simply pray over the city of Jerusalem and so on. And
there are several gates.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
No, there are several gates that Muslims can use, about six or seven gates the Muslims can enter. Jews and Christians can only enter from one gate, which is the Maghribi gate, which is above the Western Wall. That is closed. So, and generally, when you hear this term status quo, which first of all, there hasn't been a stable status quo at all. So it's kind of a red herring anyway.
Okay.
But the status quo, in as much as it means anything, is even in the best of times to avoid Muslim sympathy, Muslim offense.
Mm-hmm.
Christians and Jews were not allowed to go and pray on the Temple Mount.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. My special guest is Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy. We're talking about what's going on in Israel. You were mentioning to me about the Dome of the Rock, that golden dome that is something that the Muslims have put there on what many refer to as potentially being the Temple Mount. As you said, there are those that suggest that possibly there is a location a little different than that we could build the temple on. But you mentioned a polemic. Talk to me about what is written in Arabic there and that polemic and the impact for both Christians and Jews.
Well, yes. For Jews, it's straightforward because it's believed to have been the Temple Mount by controlling it. It is a symbolic control over Judaism by the Muslims. Judaism is a fallen religion and therefore diminished, and the control of its holiest site is in control by the Muslims. So that's straight out what the Temple Mount means for the Jews. For the Christians, it is that plus something else, which is the polemic that you mentioned. The tirade written, the actual letters on the Dome of the Rock are actually a series of statements. And those statements are a tirade against Christianity, specifically against the nature of the Trinity, and most importantly, about the divine nature of Jesus. It is a humiliating laughing, essentially, at the impossibility of Jesus's divine status. So the control of the Temple Mount is in essence by the Muslims a sign that Christianity is corrupting the true revelation through its belief in Jesus and the Trinity. And that's, by the way, why in Islam the word Tawheed is really one of the most important things, unity or the totality of everything, because they're saying Christianity has three, and that's a separation. So we believe in unity. So Christianity is corrupted. The Jews believe in chosen nation versus not chosen nation. Again, a division. So, but we Muslims believe in unity. So we are, again, not corrupted. You are. So the control of the Dome of the Rock is an assertion of control over Christendom, over Christianity, and symbolizes the fallen state of Christianity.
In the idea or the concept of Islam.
Correct.
Okay. Now, the other issue that is on the table right now is this assault that's coming down from the north, and is that Gaza? Is that right?
Well, yeah, Gaza, there's always stuff going on the Gaza border, a little bit of missiles and so forth. But what's happening is that across Israel, the Muslims now feel empowered. They feel, to some extent, they have this administration that has their back.
Mm-hmm.
They see that Jordan has gone off the rails and is threatening Israel to some extent,
right?
Which is disturbing because Jordan has a peace treaty with Israel. They see Iran being unleashed, and they see Russia challenging the West. So they feel like history is on their side. So they're now showing their power and feeling their oats. So across Israel, especially in the north right now, you're seeing on roadsides where Israeli flags are flying, they're being ripped down, and Palestinian flags are being put up. Inside the cities, the same thing is happening. Riots, not as much violent riots, but large demonstrations are happening where there are chants of Allahu Akbar on trains, on buses, in the cities, etc. So you really feel a certain sense of the Arabs feel their oats right now. The Muslims feel their oats in Israel, and they're pushing it. They're really pushing it. Now, it sort of reminds me of the summer of 2020 here, when the police, you know, a policeman needs to assert positive control over a situation or it gets out of control. The Israelis are the policemen of their own streets, and they've been too deferential, and they've lost control. So eventually this will lead to some sort of an ugly situation. It reminds me a bit of the summer of 2020, and it's going to lead to a backlash.
And you're referring to the Jordanian situation or the riots on the Mount or the combination thereof?
Well, I was thinking the summer of 2020 here in the United States.
Oh, no, I know. I understand. But, I'm talking about what's happening in Israel right now.
Oh, yes. I think all three.
Okay.
I think all three.
I think I'm free to share this, that the whole escalation was an ambush by Jordan and the Palestinian Authority. The proposal Jordan is pushing, as described in the article, and I'll try and get that article up for you folks, is basically a violation of any recognizable status quo since 1967. It's insulting. It's an attack on Christians as well as Jews. Any non-Muslim to visit the Temple Mount would require approval from the Islamic Authority. All security presence of Israel removed and barred under any circumstances, and only Muslim religious authority has any jurisdiction, presence, police, control over the Temple Mount. This really needs to be raised. And again, we must understand that Jordan doesn't do anything without U.S. approval. So at least the administration has to have given some kind of green light. Joe Biden is partnering again, like Obama did, with the enemies of Israel and the enemies of the United States. I'll be back.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I am very, very excited to have my next guest with me. He has been fighting the fight for us on medical freedom, on healthcare freedom, on exposing what's been going on and what's been happening to us. But more than just exposing it, he has taken up the banner and the cause to take this into court and to challenge those that are essentially responsible for the death of many, many, many Americans. I want to welcome Attorney Thomas Renz to the program. Tom, welcome. It's so good to have you. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule to be with us today.
Pastor, thank you so much. And hey, I want to start out by issuing a public apology to you. My understanding is that we were supposed to have something scheduled previously, and somehow we got the schedule screwed up. And I got to tell you, I'm sorry about that. I always feel honored when someone has me on their shows, and I apologize for messing it up.
Brother, I know as crazy and busy as your schedule gets and is, that those things can happen, and all is forgiven, all is well, and I'm just really glad to have you here. And you have been in my prayer now for several years, and you continue to be in my prayers regularly. So just know that you've got this pastor in your corner, brother.
Well, I really appreciate that, Pastor. You know, when I started fighting this, people said to me, they said, oh, man, you aren't going to keep up this pace. You know, maybe 6 months, maybe this, maybe that. And I will tell you that you and a lot of other people have prayed for me to have endurance, for me to be able to stick to it, for me to be able to keep up the pace. And we're now, you know, probably approaching 3 years in this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm still going. We're going to see how many years someone can go without any regular sleep.
Well, let's see. I did it for 42. Well, I did it for 22. So, and then my body said, okay, we're going to have to do a reset. So, it can be done for quite a while. I can tell you that from experience, and I can tell you the things you need to do to keep it going, by the way, as well. I'll send you some information. Tom, let's get down to some brass tacks, though, of some of the things that are going on. I've been playing regularly here on the program your testimony before Senator Ron Johnson, especially to my television audience. They see that regularly. As a matter of fact, they saw that as the opening for the program in hour number one today. Talk to me about the Salas report. What is that? Why should we be paying attention to what those numbers are saying? What's your interpretation of the FOIA information that is now being released? And how do we stop this medical tyranny? How do we stop it?
Well, you know, there's a lot there, and let me tell you that the numbers that we've talked about, and we posted on my website, and it's on, I think it's at the top of my Getter page, and I posted it on Truth Social, and we even did a Twitter thing, and I know I've written about it in my Substack. Everywhere I put out there, we put together a collection of evidence, and you know, I actually, every day there's new evidence and more evidence. So, I mean, I actually should update it, even though it's only like a month or two old. But that was the best available evidence at the time. And I figured it would stand the test of time. So it was indisputable. And so we put it out there. And what that evidence included, the Salas document. It included the DMED data that we presented with Senator Johnson. It included the Pfizer FOIA information. It included some whistleblower info from other military sources and all sorts of other things. And the thing about this is, all of this shows the same thing. There's zero question at this point there's been an intentional cover-up regarding the safety and efficacy of these jabs. They're not safe and they're not efficacious. They don't work. We know that they don't stop the spread of the disease. So why in the heck would you want to get this? Well, they say, well, because it might reduce your risk of hospitalization and death, except for that's a lie. It doesn't. And in fact, I am willing to say, although there hasn't been a study that came out and directly said this yet, but I spend every day looking at these studies and looking at these statistics, and I look at these whistleblower statistics and all this stuff I got. And I am happy to tell you that without any hesitation, the more dangerous the COVID is for a person, the more dangerous the jabs are. And even though the jabs may, for a couple months, lower the risk of hospitalization or death, they destroy your natural immune system in doing so. They pose tons of terrible, terrible side effects. And unless you want to be permanently hooked on these jabs, where you got to keep getting a new one every few months for the rest of your life, don't get them. And if you do keep getting a new one every few months for the rest of your life, with all the side effects and the rates of that we're seeing of those side effects, you won't have that long of a rest of the life anyways. This comes down to, you know, I love that you always talk about in your shows, it's everything comes down to biblical principles.
Yes.
And it comes right down to that, because here's the deal. Faith is the opposite of fear. And if you're going to live your life with such fear of a disease that we, as I said back in August of 2020, has a 0.2 or less case fatality rate, which is roughly a seasonal flu. Mm-hmm. If you're going to live your life in that kind of fear, then first of all, you're not trusting God. And second of all, you're not living life. That's not a way to live. You're just existing in terror and in fear, and you're trying to preserve something that's a gift. We're here because God granted us the gift of life. He's going to grant it for a certain period of time. When he's done, when that loan comes due, it's over. You can't beat God, and you can't beat God. So to spend your entire time worrying about whether you're going to live or die from, you know, Pastor, you know this. I've ran all over the country from day one of this pandemic, or claimed pandemic, talking to people, shaking hands, telling them not to be afraid, doing everything I could to share real information. I don't wear masks, except for when I had to on planes or something like that. I didn't do anything the CDC said. And guess what? I'm still here. I'm pretty sure I had COVID, but I never had a test because I didn't want to give them a DNA sample, which, by the way, also is true and accurate. We know that they were taking DNA and that they were selling that information.
Right.
All of these statistics, the DMED shows the shocking rate of injuries. And by the way, speaking of that, so this is brand new and something that I have not had the chance to evaluate fully.
Okay.
But apparently a new CDC study came out and found that there was the jab increases the risk of autoimmune disease, myocarditis, by 13,000%. Now, that's not a surprise if you've been looking at this. But, I mean, now, obviously, they're not going to come out and say it that way. It goes without saying they're going to do everything they can to cover it up. But that's how dangerous this is. You want to know how dangerous it is? It's that dangerous. So the numbers have reflected that, and the numbers and the evidence also reflect that they knew this before it even came out.
Right.
They knew this before in October of 2020 when they were working through what, you know, the FDA VRBPAC list of side effects. They had all this stuff. They just covered it up and lied to you. And so the real question is, if someone's been lying to you for several years, when are you going to quit believing them?
Yeah, you ought to be doing that pretty quickly. Let's talk real quickly for a minute just about what you mentioned in the Ron Johnson testimony about neurological issues. And there was some indication that that pilot in the F-35 that went down in the China Sea essentially made statements indicating that he believed that the vaccination that he had taken, the injection that he took, caused him to have some mental confusion and caused him, therefore, to crash that plane.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that from several people, including military personnel who knew that situation firsthand. I do believe that's what happened. I don't have the secret military reports to confirm it, but they probably wouldn't be truthful anyways. But the people who I spoke to who were there said that that's the case. So, you know, here's the thing. This morning, my wife's an aide at a school. She likes to help out. She likes working with kids.
Okay.
Said that they had a second grader went down with a seizure today. I mean, dear. You know, if you look at what's happening in schools, if you look at the websites for your local funeral home, and you see how many people died peacefully in their sleep at 40 years old for no real reason.
Yeah.
What's happening is terrifying, and we're not even 2 years out. It's mind-blowing how bad and how dangerous this is. And now they're talking about trying to prove it for infants because we need to kill our babies. I mean, which doesn't surprise me since, you know, I mean, these guys are pushing abortion like they do. But here's the thing, Pastor.
Hold that thought. We're going to go out in 10 seconds. We're going to come back. We've got another 7 minutes on the other side. Thomas Renz is with me. Renz-law.com. We'll be back with more. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted, long-term, storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. My guest is attorney Thomas Renz. Again, you can find him at renz-law.com. Renz-law.com, and there's a Substack there that I would really encourage you to get signed up for, where he puts up really, really critically important information about the cases that he's trying and about the information that he is wanting to make sure that our that all of us are aware of. Tom, one of the things you've got up is a story from April 7th, and it brings up the name of Yuval Noah Harari. Tell me about Yuval Noah Harari. Give me a little bit about his background and the concerns of the things he's saying, I guess in particular, his push towards transhumanism.
So this guy is actually scary. I mean, he's like Antichrist scary. So he is the scientific advisor for Klaus Schwab, even though he's a historian, not a scientist. And the guy is pushing the merger between humanity and machine. And he's doing so. It's interesting. So by race, he's Jewish. He's an atheist, so he's not Jewish by faith, but by race. And despite that, he's a Nazi sympathizer. There, in that Substack story, you can see he actually speaks about, you know, how it's too bad that the Nazis and the KGB didn't have the technology we have today, because they could control people better then. He actually says at one point that Joseph Goebbels he understood things. So this guy's really screwed up. He's out there, and you got to understand, Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum. This guy is his closest advisor, and this is one powerful dude. He's also tied in, and this guy has spoken with Merkel. He's spoken with Macron. Obama said he's great. Biden knows him. Bill Gates. All these people are tied with this guy. He's out there talking about using machines to hack human beings. And it's hard for me to even talk about this guy because it sounds like conspiracy theory, sci-fi garbage, except for he's out speaking about it. And he's speaking about it regularly. He's speaking about it to the Ivy League schools. He's speaking about it to world leaders. He's speaking about it to the New York Times and these mainstream media places. And they're all telling him they love him. Meanwhile, he's saying things like God is fake news. Jesus Christ is fake news. Human free will is nonsense, and that, you know, we're all hackable animals and that we need to get used to that. He is literally preaching things that sound like it's straight out of Revelation and, you know, straight against anything that we want to win in the Revelations battle. So while he's promoting this, it's interesting because he's promoting that we as hackable creatures, we somehow get connected to these machines, the computers, what have you. That we allow, the first step is allowing universal surveillance, and that from there, free will is eliminated. Well, here's the thing. When we talk about the elimination of free will, freedom is inherent to faith. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus said, listen, God could have made rocks into descendants of Abraham. In the same way, if God wanted us to be
robots,
we would have been made slaves. We wouldn't have been made free will.
Right.
If you believe in a creator God, then you have to believe that creator God created us with free will for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
So to suggest that we shouldn't have free will or that it's not a thing is really an anathema to God. But yet that's what this guy is preaching. He wants us to come. But it's, you know, an interesting thing when you look at these tyrants.
Right.
Because they always tell you, you know, free will, free speech, these things are all bad. But they never give up their own free will or their own free speech. Someone's got to control the computer that's controlling the people. There's always another side to this, and it's just really an amazing thing to see them lie and manipulate people.
Well, and scripture clearly teaches us, ladies and gentlemen, that we are slaves to sin. And that is exactly, and sin is this utter rebellion against God. This is one of the oldest tricks that Satan has ever used. Did God really say? That's really at the heart of the question here, Tom, is he's saying, well, I don't think God really said, because I don't think there really is a God. I think that it's all, that's all manufactured superstition and nonsense. And I actually just recently was writing a piece about this particular issue, that they now are correlating that, you know, religion is now tied to, it's what secular humanism really preaches. Secular humanism says that religion is nothing but superstition. And so therefore Christianity and the belief in God is just simply foolish, mindless superstition. I've been to heaven, Tom. I've seen Christ and I've met the Holy Ghost. I can tell you that it's no fantasy. It's the real deal.
Well, it's absolutely real. And, you know, there's a few things in my life that are not up for debate. One of them is my faith. I choose to believe in God. I choose to believe and to follow him. That's not up for debate. I'm not changing. I'm not wavering. That is what it is. I've given my life to God. That's the way that it is. Now, I'm a failure as a Christian, but that is the way it is. What you got to understand is that these guys, I'm an evidence guy, so I just follow the paper trail.
Mm-hmm.
What they're saying is terrifying. And I've got links to it in my Substack. And he literally says in a speech, Jesus Christ is fake news. And then they get a giggle from the audience because that's apparently really funny to these people. But, and by the way, remember that the people who giggled at that are the same people who said it was atrocious that some cartoonist in France did a caricature of the Prophet Muhammad because it was so insulting to Islam. Now, why is it wrong to insult Islam, but it's okay to insult Christianity? I think maybe we shouldn't be insulting anybody's faith. Just let people figure it out. But the point is that this guy is out there talking about Christ as fake news, talking about all these things. Meanwhile, like I said, I'm an evidence guy. What I'm finding is when I go through the evidence for this COVID stuff, because that's where my work started, right?
Right.
I just thought I was fighting for freedom on COVID. But, you know, I get to the point where I look at Anthony Fauci, who's a crook. I say, well, if he's a crook, who's paying him to be a crook? Someone has to pull the strings. And so, you know, I keep following paper trails, and the paper trails keep going to these people who are tied in with the World Economic Forum, tied in with Soros, tied in with these globalist monsters who are just absolute animals. They don't, they're speaking out against faith. They're speaking out against freedom and free will. And ultimately, this is a legitimate battle between good and evil.
It really is, you know, there's no question. And I've said this for years, Tom, that the only way to completely understand the wickedness and the evil battle that we are in is to have an overlay of understanding the overall battle that has been going on over the souls of men and over our lives since Adam and Eve, since the fall of man. And here's the answer. The answer is Jesus Christ. Why would you attack and call Jesus Christ fake? Why are churches accepting those things that God calls an abomination and saying they're okay? Because, bless God, poor pastors are coming out of seminaries and they don't know the truth of the Word of God, and they've never experienced the power of the name of Jesus Christ. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effects in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The products available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use are a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.